Hi, this is Julie Bisbee, a speech-language pathologist from San Juan County, New Mexico. I'll be leading a session about web exploration at the annual Four Corners Participatory AT Conference on June 15, 2009. This conference is intended for individuals with physical and intellectual disabilities and their support people. The conference has three interactive sessions where participants will create art and make music using assistive technology. Registration is free, and lunch is too. So if you're interested in attending, send an email to martha.m@thearcthrifttown.org or call 505-325-8998 to register. I hope to see you there. Oh, and you're listening to the AT Tips Cast.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 35, recorded on May 29th, 2009. I don't know if this ever happens to you, but every so often I go through these periods of time where I keep seeing references to the same topic all over the place. It's like a bunch of coincidences just keep stacking upon themselves, like the fates of the world are trying to tell me something. Let me give an example. A few days ago, I invited the members of the AT Tippers group to provide bumpers to promote whatever great work they might be doing. You heard Julie's bumper at the beginning of the episode, promoting the Participatory Assistive Technology Conference, which, as you heard, has a focus on people using technology to create art. As Julie and I were corresponding about creating the bumper, an email came via the Quiet listserv. Quiet, that's Q-I-A-T, stands for the Quality Indicators for Assistive Technology Services, and anyone can sign up to become part of the listserv. I'll have a link to where and how to sign up for that over at the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. Once you subscribe to the Quiet listserv, you receive emails from people who email the listserv. An email came through from Mark Copen about artists using adaptive equipment to create art and having a venue for showcasing their work. He described a project called Accessing the Art Within, which includes an online art gallery of work produced by people with disabilities. You can check out the art gallery by going to www.annecenter.org and clicking on the Accessing the Artist Within link. I'll have a link to that as well over at the attipscast.wordpress.com site. Then, not long after reading this email, a tweet came through on Twitter, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who sent it, but it referenced an article about a boy with autism who's illustrating children's books. The tweet reminded me of a student I worked with a number of years ago named Robert, who drew these amazing caricatures looking something similar to like a Cubist Picasso painting. Each character he drew had a similar style, but it each had its own individual qualities too. Back then, I had these grand ideas of putting together an art show featuring works of art from Robert and other students with autism. I never got far with that idea, but others like Julie Bisbee and Mark Copen obviously have, and I applaud their work. So with one thing after another screaming, art, 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 it dawned on me that those fates that be might be trying to tell me that I should share AT tip number 49 and 50, online painting tools. Painting is fun, and anyone can do it. There are all sorts of ways to get students painting. Personally, my favorite ways to paint usually include a huge mess, which makes it that much more fun. Depending on the abilities of the student, there are all sorts of ways to get students painting. For example, students with physical disabilities can roll over puddles of paint with a wheelchair or strap on paint-soaked sponges to hands and feet. Although getting messy with the tactile activities using liquid paint is a lot of fun, the internet also provides many free and fun paint tools that can be used by students of varying abilities. Here are two sites that are worth looking into. Number 1. Sumo Paint. SumoPaint.com provides a free and robust paint tool. As the student makes tool selections along the left side of the screen, the toolbars at the top of the screen change to reflect options. Sumo Paint has all of the typical tools of other painting programs, including a pencil tool, ink tool, and brush tool. But it also has some weird options as well, including a bulky star tool and a symmetry tool. Try any of the shape tools with the Shape Trails box checked. The results are awesome. Users also have the ability to apply different effects and filters, such as bevel and glow edges. These filters and effects can be used to create all sorts of deep and rich works of art. I guarantee you that students will make some pretty amazing artwork with this application. Number 2. NGA Kids. The National Gallery of Art has a website for students called the Art Zone that contains 16 different applications for creating works of art. Check it out at www.nga.gov/kids/zone. Three of my favorites are Brushter, Flow, and the two collage machines. Brushter is a web-based paint program that allows you to choose up to 43 different funky brushes to make abstract art. Also, Brushter has an auto button that, when selected, randomly begins to place brush strokes to the canvas. With the cursor placed in the appropriate spot on the screen, a student could start and stop the randomized brush strokes with the use of a single switch. Flow is a web-based painting program with motion. Students control the colors, sizes, and shapes of two different overlapping layers. The effect makes the shapes move and twirl like a kaleidoscope on the screen. Students can create their own customized patterns, as well as personalized animated art. Collage Machine 1 and 2 are both web-based collage makers. Loaded with tons of digital images, a student selects an image, and it appears on the canvas. Then, the student drags the picture around to place it in different areas of the canvas. The images overlap, creating a collage. Like Brushter, both Collage Machine 1 and 2 have an auto button allowing the student to instantly create a work of art when they make that selection. Of course, there are other online painting tools that can be used for students, and this is just a sampling of a few fun applications to get students painting and creating. I should also mention that all of these tools lend themselves perfectly to the use of an interactive whiteboard, such as a smart board or Promethean board. Students could use the various tools to make digital paintings using gross motor movements. I've got some examples of artwork created by students using these tools over at attipscast.wordpress.com. If your students use these tools or any other to make works of art, please send them to me so I can feature them over at the blog site. It would be great for the students to be recognized for all their hard work and talents. Earlier this week, I presented with two technology resource teachers at the 18th Annual Teacher Researcher Conference in Fairfax, Virginia, on the topic of using a strategy a day calendar on the teacher's desktop as an agent of change. I'd like to thank Fairfax County Public Schools for hosting the event. It was an evening-only conference, but the amount of information available was unreal. It could have easily been a whole day event. Thanks again, Fairfax! Speaking of thanking people, I'd like to thank Julie for doing the bumper that you heard at the beginning of the episode. If you're hearing this episode after the date of the conference and you're thinking, oh man, I really would have liked to gone to that, don't fret. The flyer reads second annual, which means they put it on last year and will probably be putting it on again next year. So, even if you missed it this year, I encourage you to look into participating in future years. Finally, I'd like to remind you that if you're liking what you're hearing and you'd like to receive email updates when a new episode is posted, consider signing up as a fan of the show from the Cyber Ears website over at www.tinyurl.com/attipscast. Just click on the Register as a Fan of the Show link located right under the ATTipsCast logo and follow the on-screen instructions. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, may all your strategies be supportive, and may all your works of art be masterpieces.